An example of one of the myths we talk about in the book is the notion that starting a business involves lots of risk. In most cases, it's simply not true. The often battered about figure that 9 out of 10 businesses fail in their first few months is an exaggeration, as we demonstrate in the book. So why then are so many people reluctant to leave their jobs to start their own business based on the simple notion that starting a business is too risky? First, it's important to understand the psychology involved. In the book, we describe this in much more detail, but in a nutshell, people tend to value a good service or anything of value more once they possess it. In addition, people strongly prefer avoiding losses rather than acquiring gains. This is why on game shows like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, people often take the money rather than risking it to try to win more. Once people possess something, like money or a job, they are reluctant to give it up, even if the possibility exists that they could exchange it for something better, like a different job or starting their own business. Ironically, what this means is that people often achieve the worst of both worlds without even realizing it. They'll fight hard to keep jobs that are mediocre or poor, simply to avoid losing them, while they're psychologically less inclined to fight hard to gain something that might improve their lives, like starting their own business. There are three ways that we believe that this tendency can be overcome, which we explain in the book. And this type of insight is the type of insight the book has to offer. First is determine what you want out of life. For example, you may be a young mother, and it may literally break your heart to drop your two kids off at daycare 5 mornings a week. The biggest risk in your life isn't your job. It's the well-being of your kids. So if starting a home-based business allows you to be home when your kids get off the school bus, you may see quitting your job and starting a business as a small price to pay. Second is to determine what's the worst thing that can happen if your business fails. Many people, like computer programmers and nurses, are in professions where if they leave their jobs to start a business and the business doesn't work out, they can fairly easily re-enter the workforce. Finally, it's important to research the business opportunity. On many occasions throughout the book, we urge people to attend Small Business Development Center workshops, to get in contact with a SCORE counselor, to get the type of help needed to really flesh out the pluses and minuses of any business opportunity. We also recommend that people write a business plan. While writing a business plan is kind of a tedious activity, it can really be helpful in making transparent the amount of risk that's involved with a particular business opportunity.